Oklahoma lawmakers think they can learn from Iowa when it comes to statewide police reforms. Within a month of George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police, the Hawkeye State banned police chokeholds, affirmed the Attorney General's investigative powers, and came up with a system so officers can't shake misconduct by going to another department. At an Oklahoma interim study on Thursday, Republican State Rep. Matt Winschittle said there was broad agreement among Iowa legislators they had to do something in response to protests.
This wasn't just about, you know, a police reform, quote unquote. This was justice reform. And that's what we wanted to make sure we got to the meat and potatoes of, was getting to that point where we were not having injustices occurred that were not being addressed.
Iowa First Assistant Attorney General Kevin McCarthy says this year's reforms were easier to pass because the state has taken incremental steps, starting in 2015 with policies to lower its prison population, and more recently in 2019 trying to lessen penalties for marijuana possession. But he says instituting police reforms and other changes haven't been the most transparent processes.
To be frank with you, a lot of the groups that might be involved in these negotiations are not reasonable. They're not political, and I don't mean partisan politics. I'm talking about understanding what's doable in the context of a legislature. And so we've done a lot of this work behind the scenes, and then people feel comfortable and they trust each other when they move it forward.
Iowa is one of just a few states to pass policing reforms since May 25th. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.